Hey, CJ. I was wondering if you want to do a conspiracy theory with me. We're going to talk about why girls have long hair and shit. Text me if you want to make a video with me. Thank you. We're going on an adventure today in a galaxy far, far away. Another movie ticket to sell. We're going on an adventure today in a galaxy far, far away.
Oh shit, mother!
We are the CJH Podcast.
And here we go.
Greetings, strange humans, and welcome to another episode of the CJH Podcast, where we talk movies, TV shows, rants, and more. Sometimes we go into speculation, sometimes we talk conspiracy theories. And I am your host, the CJ Hogan.
So, our friend was asking why, girls have long hair, and it's because it's long thick hair is genetically preferable, you know, like it's really healthy, it speaks for youth and fertilization, and that's why men really dig it. Therefore, it's in style, and
when a mommy and daddy love each other very much,
you just want someone with a good genetic.
So we're back, I guess. Mm-hmm. Another episode of the CJH Podcast.
Yeah, we were just speaking with a client.
With a client.
Yeah.
Another fan of the CJH Podcast.
Not a fan, but an associate.
They're like, I need cables for
my
studio.
Don't tell them. I need cables for my studio to boost my... Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have cables at the time.
No,
I don't think so. I can't open my trunk, regardless.
The trunk of the studio.
The trunk of the studio does not work anymore.
The tickle trunk.
What a fucking creep.
So, yeah. What's in the news lately?
I'm getting rid of Netflix. There's, you know that thing where people freeload off Netflix?
Oh, really?
That's not the reason, but people freeload off Netflix, other people's accounts, and
yes,
they're cracking down on that. So,
oh, really?
I mean, fuck them. But we're going with Crave for a while. That way we get HBO. It's kind of sad that Better Call Saul just got...
basically taking notes from Disney Plus.
They're not allowed to share?
No. Technically you can, but...
Yeah.
It's a little bit more difficult.
A gray area. It was always a gray area.
I wonder if they'll make it so they have less of a free trial.
Yeah.
Like, Disney Plus has a 1 week free trial.
He said he was at the Civic Center. Weird. Our client, our booster cable. His car just started up right away. Weird.
He lied.
No.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Ooh, we could have got jumped.
We could have.
Yeah. And Xbox. Xbox One with
oh,
gold trim.
gold trim.
We're gamers.
Yeah, we're real gamers. Gamer life.
Gamer.
Yeah.
Gamer games. You know?
Yep. You know what was really epic?
What?
Uncharted.
Oh.
It's pretty epic.
What do you think of Uncharted?
It was kind of... I went through it like a breeze, but it was fun, and you can tell that the developers really cared. But it was Naughty Dog, so they had, like, Ratchet and Clank. They developed that and other game.
I thought Insomniac did.
Insomniac?
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I didn't think so. Did you know that they had a dog mascot? I'm not sure if they still do, but...
Isn't that where the Naughty Dog comes from?
Mm-hmm.
They have an office dog?
Yep. Gets in... Well, it's a fun idea.
Mm.
Really enjoy it.
If you hear background music, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
YouTube be like, ew, you copyright claim! I'm about to copyright claim you because you got a little bit of muffled sound. So it sounds like Katy Perry back there.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it's Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, really?
Swear to God. Yeah.
I haven't heard that song in years.
Mm-hmm. One Hit Wonder.
And then
Beyond One Hit Wonder.
The concept of One Hit Wonders is pretty good.
It's all about giving the girl a bone.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what the song was originally about. And it was like some music executives were like, wow, I'm really digging your stuff. It's really fun. It's really, really gets me pumped. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna just, you know, all Disney movies about dogs.
Mm. Fucking. I remember when it first appeared in the Rugrats movie. Do you remember that? The orange VHS.
Mm-hmm. That changed the animation industry for, a good 5 years.
Yeah. So, after this break, we'll talk a little bit of Planet of the Apes, I guess.
Yep. What if you do?
We're back at the CJH podcast and
studio.
The studio.
Mm-hmm.
Great big studio. Disney money right here. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're shills. We're getting paid by Disney. We're not being paid by Disney. I don't know what's going on.
Who knows what's going on? If Disney, you know, Disney pays us.
If Disney pays us, we'll start praising their films like everyone else.
We will talk about Disney. We'll talk about Nintendo, and then they'll not like it at all.
Yeah. We'll start dissing DC movies because that's what the shills do.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of Disney, Disney owns the rights to Planet Apes now, which. And they've mentioned how they're planning on doing a sequel to the newer ones.
Mm.
And I thought an interesting concept would be if they remade the original, but updated it. Because right now it's set in the 60s or wherever, right?
Mm.
But updated it so it connects to the newer films. Because they already have the character Nova in the newer ones.
Nova...
You remember Nova? Little girl in the War of the Planet of the Apes?
No.
You remember that movie?
I honestly don't know.
Really? The one with Woody Harrelson?
Really?
No. I recently rewatched them.
Okay. That's why you're fresh.
I'm fresh.
You're fresh off
Fresh off the Tim Burton's one. And I was like, this isn't as good as I remembered it.
No, true.
I was like, I used to defend Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes, and now I'm like, yeah, it's not so good. Maybe the last half of it is half decent, and then you get to the ending, and it's like, but the first half is like, I don't know, there's some
apes are doing air guitar, and then...
What?
Yeah, and oh, one really is, like, jumping up and down in front of him, making weird, suggestive noises, and it's like, what is this?
There's Tim Burton. Yeah, that's Tim Burton. His personality.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. But, I mean, if one thing, the makeup was half decent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very, you know, our listeners are going to be like, what is the weird noise in each, every episode? And, well, we'll describe it right now.
It's us slapping our meat.
No. It's actually Bill the Mod playing with a cigarette pack.
Wow, cigarettes. Wow. That's topical.
That's the new Which one. Is our sponsor today?
McDonald's Red, like usual.
Best cigarettes in the business.
They are really good. I like them.
There was a smooth transition into the sponsor. They don't actually sponsor, so it's just for legal reasons.
They do not?
They do not.
Shit.
Anyway, but Planet of the Apes, yeah. I think it would be a cool concept if they just... And usually I'm opposed to remakes and reboots, but so far the Planet of the Apes movies rebooted have been half decent.
Oh, yeah.
So all they could do is just update the story so it smooths. Because right now it kind of doesn't connect.
Yeah.
As well as they should.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is just about apes being... I mean, having some kind of...
Intelligence. Yeah. Well, a virus causes this intelligence in the newer ones.
Really?
Yeah. In the original, it was more evolution.
Yeah, but evolution is kind of a hot topic. A no-no topic, do you think?
No, not really, no. Not unless you're like, I'm so triggered. I'm triggered from this evolution talk.
Yeah.
No. Unless those Christians will be like, no. Sorry. Sorry if there's any Christian people.
He's a Christian.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. Wait.
His name is Christian.
Shit. Oh, we got a open. Didn't we get an open invite to talk about...
About long hair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, he asked us to talk about him on his podcast.
Yeah.
On our podcast.
So now you fall into the trap. So...
There he is again.
Yeah, we're going to talk about you since you called in, so now...
If it's his exact words, I'm sure... So, the ongoing theory with River Ra is that he could be a plushophile.
He might be.
That's,
He's got a Blues Clues blanket.
I don't want to go into the baby thing, but that... Oh, no.
With a little bit,
I doubt it. I have good judgment that he's not a weirdo, but... Yeah, that was a lot of plush toys.
Yeah.
In his room. That was like a collection.
A lot of regular toys, too.
Oh, yeah.
That he plays with.
Mm-hmm. What is that called? Regression. It's called, like, people like to have terminology towards wearing diapers.
I don't know.
So they call it regression.
Yeah. The listeners will be like, I just wanted to talk about Planet of the Apes, and then you got into this whole evolution and plushies and diapies conversation, and I was like, I gotta call it quits on the CJH podcast.
Yeah, we really hate, for anyone who wants to hear, we really hate the, our ancestor, ancestors and... Okay. All the wars they got into and things like that.
I'm leaving this in.
We would just like to suck on our thumbs and wear diapies and shit ourselves.
kind of like a river guy.
Well, I don't want to accuse him because it's just a stupid theory that we have about Rivera, but
yeah,
I fucking doubt it. Anyway,
yeah. And now he's saying the word "legend of a long neck." Right. What does that mean?
Legend of the
long. I feel neck. Like it's an inside joke. Did we mention that in the last podcast? Is that why?
I don't know. It could just be a normal inside joke.
Inside joke that I don't get.
What do you mean?
Stupid inside joke.
It might not have anything to do with anyone.
I'm going to name this podcast episode Legend of the Long Neck.
Legend of the
Long Neck. I'm going to do it. But yeah, back to the Planet Apes.
Do we have to?
Do we have to? Well, unless you want to move on to from that topic, I kind of covered the basics of my fan theory, I guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a Timmy.
It's a new Spider-Man Morbius movie. It was a plot leak. I read it. I doubt it's real, because up till now, like most of Sony's movies get leaked, and most of them get proven wrong.
Yep.
Especially if they throw in Osborn in there. And they always do. They always, like, Osborn is going to be the main villain. Osborn is going to show up. Oscorp this, Oscorp that. And lo and behold, Oscorp shows up in this plot leak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what that means? That means that...
The Green Goblin!
Oh, yeah. Oscorp. Green Goblin. But more importantly, it's, I don't know. Never mind.
No. What was your joke you were going to make?
Disney evil bad.
Oh,
Disney not good.
It's a
dismal.
There's a sound effect for outside the studio.
It's a.
It's just extra special effects. Uh-huh. That we've added to...
It's a
to
giant robot.
It's a giant it's robot. A
Transformer.
Transformer!
Is there any Transformer news?
There is.
Oh, wow.
Transformer
right outside.
How convenient. Almost as if we've planned this episode. Mm. Oh. Transformers is getting rebooted again.
In what fashion?
In Beast Wars and apparently another Bumblebee movie, I think.
Oh, so it's going to be a Beast Wars movie.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's what I've heard.
No and humans allowed.
No, I'm not familiar with Beast Wars, so.
You never watched it?
I've never watched the old Transformers cartoon. I'm assuming this is a major thing.
Yeah, Beast Wars was pretty major.
So all the Transformer fans that are listening to the podcast be like, fuck you, fuck CJ, he doesn't know what Beast Wars is. Ma! Ma, get in here! CJ doesn't know what Beast Wars is.
Kevin, you're 25. Get a fucking job. Stop speedrunning, you fucking retard. And then,
Mom! Get me chocolate milk. I'm fucking disabled. I can't work.
I don't know.
Get me a plushie. Give me a plush.
Give me my
snuggly... And a Blue's Clues blanket.
Give me my snuggly wuggles. Snuggly wugglies.
Mom!
I don't know.
Apparently, we don't go in depth with their opinions on the podcast.
Oh, really?
So the podcast is shit, apparently.
Nice.
According to a certain hate-watching fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not gonna name names, obviously.
But if it's a criticism, you know.
If it's a criticism, we gotta get PhDs in.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's just having opinion.
I just have an opinion. Yeah.
For the most part, we like all this shit, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, it's just...
Most part. We just call out the BS when we see it and hear it. And
yeah.
A lot of people are pointing out the wokeness. I mean, look at Birds of Prey. There's another topic right there. Birds of Prey is failing because it went woke.
Oh, really?
And you know what happens when you go woke? You go broke.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, let's go. Let's jam. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
So what did we just watch?
He wants me to review a little cartoon I just watched by Sick Animation. I don't know. It was cute. It was a cute little cartoon right there.
Oh, here's the topic.
It was a fun little cartoon.
What did you think of Howard the Duck?
Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
I think I got asked this before. I don't know.
Yeah, dude. Not off camera, I think.
Off camera. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I asked you off camera.
There is no camera.
Okay, Kevin.
Untapped thoughts.
I like that. I said it, Kevin.
It was alright, I guess.
Okay, it was good.
It was good. $3 for a iced coffee? $3 for an old cup of coffee? Fuck off. You know, they don't get health care. The employers don't get health care. Come on. Canceled Tim Hortons. Hashtag canceled.
Cancel.
It's pretty bad. Do you think that's bad? Like $3 for old coffee with some creamer and sugar?
It is.
Fuck off. I see. Well, the thing is, I don't even know if it's old coffee. That's how you typically make iced coffee. It's just like fucking old coffee. But they have it in bags.
People listening to the podcast are like, what are they even talking about?
Talking about Tim's again, like we always do.
That's awesome.
And they're owned by Burger King. Mikey doesn't like that. Mikey doesn't like when big corporations buy up big corporations.
Yourself?
Mikey? No, it's just character name.
So, that's the studio sound effects.
Yeah. You thought I said Matthew.
Oh. I thought you said Timmy. Billy Willie.
My real name.
My real name is Billy Willie.
Hit a like. Hit a downvote if you like her silly voices.
You like her silly voices.
Smash that downvote.
Yeah. Eventually, I'll upload this shit on YouTube. I don't know. I mean, it's still going on BitChute.
Oh, is that what's going on?
Yeah, it'll probably go on BitChute. This is edgy content.
Those are bit shooters.
Yeah.
Do you have bit shooters?
I have bit shoot.
Does anyone care?
I don't think so.
Oh.
It's not big enough.
It really isn't.
It's not big enough to sustain. You have to have a proper fan base. And I haven't established a major fan base. Uh-huh. I've established some fan base. Most of my fan base are just looking for the repurposed videos that get uploaded.
You mean your prize content?
Yeah, the prize content that's like... I it usually gets deleted because I like saving stuff from the internet. And it does well because you can no longer find it.
The trailers and stuff.
I don't upload trailers anymore. Last time I uploaded a trailer, I got blocked. the trailer blocked, like, the company blocked the video. More sound effects! If you send us donations, we'll put in more sound effects.
Put in extra sound effects.
We'll be like, make your own sound effects. Maybe we'll have a Patreon and we'll do a commentary. And we'll just commentary movies with sound effects.
Let's never bring up the Patreon ever
again. Never again. Because nobody's like, gonna donate.
What is it, the 10th episode? I don't
know. Yeah. No, we're at the 18th, I think. No, 17th.
17 episodes. And
yeah.
And we're still talking about how we're gonna get up.
We're gonna get a Patreon. Yeah. We're gonna get a Patreon, everybody! Come donate to the CJH podcast.
Okay.
With zero merch. It's not legit merch until I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to officially buy it. And then it will be officially merch. Then I'd be able to advertise it. It'd be like, get this mug with my logo. And a hand-drawn
image. Poo-poo.
A picture by Bill the Mod. It'll just draw a picture and it'll go on a mug. It'll be like, yeah, that's a cool mug.
It'll be dope.
Yeah. Someday.
Someday.
We do have merch.
Okay.
Sites that have merch that do the merch for us.
So our greasy little palms don't touch it.
Yeah, our greasy little palms don't touch it.
It's very sanitary. It's though, very right? sanitary. It'd be,
it's probably made in sweatshops, but...
I think robots are doing all the sewing now.
Probably. Someone was just singing in the background. That's our studio producer.
Right there.
Yeah. But, yeah. Such a fun podcast.
Yep, the funnest. I can't wait to get, Trevor.
Yeah. That's when the podcast will actually be good again. Make the podcast great again.
Hashtag. Make the podcast
great. Also, hashtag cancel CJH.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
Are you going to do a live stream soon?
I haven't done live stream in a while. I think that's why people are, like, unsubbing.
Oh, because yeah, people actually really enjoy live streams.
Yeah, they're like, well, CJ isn't doing any more live streams, he's doing videos.
It's more of a podcast.
Yeah.
Live streams. This is the unofficial CJ.
No, I just noticed it, like, there were a couple unsubs after I uploaded a couple videos. I was like, it's understandable if you just subbed for the live streams.
People will sub for subs.
Yeah.
Thing, so.
Well, that too. I'm sure there's like some people like, I'll sub to this, maybe they'll sub to me.
Yeah.
Type thing. Oh, yeah. I'm fine with like one or two like not subbing anymore. Because, you know, whatever.
Do you sub for sub?
Do I sub for sub?
Yeah.
I'm sure my channel is on a sub for sub Reddit thing. I'm not saying that I put it there.
You see, you put it there. Your fame.
My fame.
No,
Canceled.
Cancel the CJH, he's a fraud.
That segment is out of the air.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Are we just gonna leave it in?
We're gonna leave it in. Why? Or maybe just delete the whole segment. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we're back. We're always back. This is the podcast with no subjects, because we can't think of any good subjects. But that's the blame on the news, because the news has been slow lately.
Yeah.
Also, the big franchises are dead now. The biggest news would be Birds of Prey, but I haven't seen it yet. And I don't really have any interest to see it. I mean, I would see it if I had interest. Sure. I don't have interest in it. Don't give me one of those, like, big name superheroes. Like, give me a Flash movie. Give me a Martian Manhunter movie. Like, give me all these movies. Don't...
Like a Flash Gordon.
Yeah, Birds of Prey is a movie that you make down the road.
I'm ready for liftoff.
What do you mean?
I'm ready to head out.
Oh, the studio. The studio got closed down.
Yeah.
Closing down the studio.
Closed.
Closing it down, boys.
Okay, man.
That was a filler episode. I would say that's a filler episode because most of the season has been filler episodes.
Wait, really?
I guess.
Oh. So anyway, I
gotta make a real podcast. I made a filler episode though that day. It was like
this isn't podcast material.
I know, this is exactly. I'll probably just not even use this.